This is Ron Moss from the Heart, and again today we're going to be talking to my mother-in-law Willie Lee Boston and my father-in-law Charles Boston about their life growing up and what it was like during their generation of growing up. And I have my wife here with me today as my sidekick. She's co-speaking, I guess, co-helping. And so we're just having a little fun, and I believe that here's an opportunity. I have great regrets that there are certain people like my father and others that I didn't get a chance to do what I'm doing now to have those kind of memories. And so, I try to make it my business now, if I have an opportunity to talk to people that I care a lot about, I want to be able to cherish, these moments that will never go away, that we'll always be able to keep. So I'm going to talk to my mother-in-law first, and then I'm going to talk to my father-in-law. So my first question to my mother-in-law is, how old are you? And just tell us a little bit about what it was like, all that you remember. And it's okay if you don't remember, but just tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up, after you tell us your age.
83 years old, and I went to Mama Rice School. We had to walk, what, about 8, 9 miles to school every
Wow.
day.
Wow.
And let me see. And I met my husband.
So when you walked those 8 or 9 miles, what were the grade levels at the school? Did you go from first grade to
First grade through fourth grade, I think that's
so it
right.
was first grade through fourth
Yeah, I
grade,
think that's right, fourth grade.
and everybody, and how many people were at that time, say when you were walking to school, how many of you all were walking to school every day?
Everybody was walking because there wasn't no car to be
So
riding.
with no buses or nothing like that during that
Not
time.
for us.
And so for the white kids, they were at going to a different school,
They were riding buses.
and so what year are we talking about? If you can remember, what years are we talking about? In the 60s or the 40s or the 50s? How early are we talking about that was happening?
I guess I was about 6, 7 or 8 years old,
Seven, eight
nine, something
years
like
old.
that.
Okay, so we're talking about the early the early 40s into the 50s, around that time. And so we're dealing with times when segregation was happening at that time. And there was a difference. Black folks went to one school and white folks went to another
That's
school.
right.
And so what kind of jobs, can you just talk a little bit about your parents? Do you remember your parents' names and their
I remember my dad's name was Johnny Walter Will.
Okay. And what kind of work did he do?
Well, all I can remember, he was in the service.
Okay, so he was in the service. Do you know how long he was in the service?
No, I don't.
Okay. And you don't remember your mom? Do you remember your
I
mom?
know my mama. I
And
know my mama now.
what was your mom's name?
Merlene Bell.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your mom? What kind of person was your mom?
She was a good-hearted person.
She was.
She raised us up by herself.
And how many sisters and brothers did you have?
Just one sister.
One sister. And what was her name?
Mary Jane
And
Bell.
Mary Jane, okay. And Mary Jane's been deceased for how long now?
Don't know how many years. Three. She's been deceased 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And we're going to come back to my mother-in-law here in a minute, but now we're going to ask the same question to my father-in-law. So can you tell us a little bit about what it was like when you were growing up, and talk about your parents, and if you had brothers and sisters, talk about that too. So let's start with the school. So you went to Mount Moriah too, and from first grade, was it first grade to fifth grade? Was that
Pretty
the
sure.
okay?
First, because I know.
Okay. And let me ask you this: Do you remember any of your teachers? Do you remember any of them?
Miss Robinson.
Miss Robinson. Okay.
And we were there with three teachers. She was Clemens,
She had Miss Clemens.
Miss Daisy West,
Daisy West.
and Miss McDonald.
Okay.
It was a folk teacher one.
Okay. Okay. And so,
So we didn't have two rooms.
okay.
Had to pull a curtain across and made it three rooms.
Okay.
So I like to say, I guess from first grade to second grade, and I guess we were up to about the fifth or fourth grade.
And that's how far it went. It didn't go all the way to eighth and ninth and all the way up that way, just
No,
okay.
where I finished, I don't know where I left there and went to New Deal and went to the seventh grade.
Okay, so you left and went to New Deal. Okay.
No, I went to New Deal and I left there in the seventh grade and started the scripture work.
So can you remember, and I'm kind of switch over since we're talking about it. Can you remember when you saw your wife now, that when y'all would walk to school, did you start checking her out then and going, "Oh wow, who's that
Was
nice
every
looking?"
day.
Oh, every day.
Every
So
day
you were checking out
something.
every day.
Every
Yeah,
day something.
that
Right. Nobody had no money but me, and I was a candy man.
the candy man, man.
That's
Okay.
how they got hooked me. But the rest of the boys
So
didn't have nothing.
mother-in-law was trying to get to the candy. She was trying to get to the candy man.
That's what I kept them up on.
That's so do you remember like, well, you how many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were five brothers and what, two sisters.
Okay, and how many people are still living? Are
And
you
I'm the youngest one.
the only one still living? Okay. And do you what was your mom and dad's name?
Rosella Robinson Boston.
And were you all from Anderson or from Iowa or
No, we
from
all live in the country, all I can just say.
And how was it growing up with that many brothers and sisters? What was that
We
like?
all at home. Was good.
It was good.
I
Okay.
wish it was like that now.
Okay. Were your mom and dad together? Okay. And they stayed together the whole time you
Whole
were.
time.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Did y'all go to church too? Or do you remember? Did y'all? It was
Mount
Mount
Rye,
Moriah Church too?
made it on, yeah.
So on Sundays, Mount Moriah would turn around and have church. They would have school during the week, Monday through Friday, and then on Sundays they would have church there.
Well, I can't go back how many
It
churches
wasn't
it.
in the same building.
It wasn't the same building.
No, the
Okay.
church and then the school.
Okay, so the church was built too at that
Yeah,
time.
church was
Okay.
over there and the school was
That's
over
right.
there. Okay. So I didn't know.
That's
I'm learning.
how many. That's back to what, fourth or fifth church built over there.
Okay.
No, they read them all.
Okay,
Mostly.
so let me ask you this question, both of y'all this question. So how was it growing up at that time? What type of grocery stores existed? Were you able to go to the white folks grocery store, or how did that work? And I'm tell you why I'm asking, because I can remember when my grandfather, we had Piggly Wiggly in Central, and I can remember my grandfather would go in there and he would say, put that on credit. So because they didn't have money all the time, so they were able to put stuff on credit. Of course, we can't do any of that right now because people be telling a lie. They would never come back and pay for their stuff. But how was it back then, going to the grocery store or going to the gas station, or what it was like when you first, or what age do you remember when you first got your first car, or you would start driving,
I
or
can't remember about that,
you
but
can't.
my daddy across from Mount Rye Church and I, that's where he mostly got out of grocery. That they
Okay.
still gave it
Okay.
across the street from the church.
Oh, what? Okay.
They had gas,
Okay.
black molasses,
So
fatback meat.
white folks went there too?
Everybody.
Okay, so it was a place everybody could go, so they didn't discriminate and y'all could not go or nothing like that because of you being black. So
Whatever.
okay, so what about as far as restaurants? Were y'all allowed to go to
Oh, we ain't hard going to no restaurant.
so never went out to eat nowhere, or
No.
because you didn't eat because you ate at home most of the time, or
No, for we and my daddy raised hogs,
okay.
chickens, and all that. Most we ate our own farm.
Okay. What about you, Granny? Same thing? Y'all ate off the farm, and what did y'all grow? What was grown at your house, or?
What did we grow up at?
Yes, ma'am. No, as far as food was concerned, did y'all
Oh,
grow chickens and all that?
garden stuff, Gary, and March and Master stuff and get the stuff. My granddad would. He
Okay.
had to walk to get it.
So do you miss, both of y'all, do you miss those times? I mean, the times
No.
worse now or better?
Time is better now in that way.
And when you say that way, what do you mean? Why are they better? Why do you think they're
I
better?
don't think
Because you can
so.
get the food now, you don't have to go through all this
Okay.
stamps and penny this and that.
Okay. Okay. But everything was a lot cheaper too back then too though, right?
Yes, yeah, your
Yeah.
paper, 5 cents, 10 cents, all like that.
Okay.
Penny.
So how long, how do you remember, do you all remember how long did you guys date before you got married?
I was 23 years old when I got married.
Now, how was you?
I can't see.
26.
I
see. Did y'all get married at a church or y'all got married outside?
Out in the river's house.
Oh, and it, so was that normal that people would just get married at the pastor's
LRBS,
house?
Yeah, L.R.
Best. Okay. Well, that was the pastor at Mount Moriah, wasn't it? Was
mm-hmm.
it? Okay. 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 Do y'all remember where was the first place y'all lived at?
Me, I remember the first place I lived because the note
was. I mean, as a married couple, where did y'all live first? And when y'all got married, did y'all live together? Where did y'all live at?
Oh, yeah. Oh, over there. How would you say that? You know, we live at
Old Arnold Place.
Old Arnold Place. That's what it was called. It was Old Arnold Place, a lot of houses or just
when
one house?
When we first got married, we lived over
there. Old
Hayes
Place.
Okay. They first lived on Hayes.
Okay, on Hayes.
Mm-hmm. And then moved over to the Arnold Place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so who was first born? Who was the first child born?
My first child, I lost my first child.
So you lost your first child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The next child was Dickie Boy.
So Dickie Boy, and then you what?
No, the girl, the daughter, yeah. The daughter, your first child, and then what about the girl?
Well, see, it wasn't quite the daughter, but it was the girl.
Okay, she had a second child that she miscarried.
Okay, okay, okay.
Dickie Boy.
And so Dickie Boy was the third child.
Jane.
Okay.
Evelyn and Nate.
Okay. And where were y'all living at when did y'all move here?
When we moved here.
No, when did y'all move here? How old was Evelyn then when y'all moved here?
In
72. Okay, okay. And what type of jobs did you work, Granny? What were some of the jobs that you worked throughout the years?
Housekeeping. And then housekeeping. I worked at the school, and then I worked at the mill.
Okay.
And then last place over here, right over there, cleaning up.
Okay.
Jobs.
What about you, Papa? What kind of jobs did you work?
Destruction.
Okay. Okay. And when did you all retire? Do you remember how old you were when you retired, when you finally said, I've had enough, it's time for me to...
I was 62.
You were 62. And you 62 too?
When I moved there, 62, I can't go back what year.
So did either one of you all ever experience any kind of discrimination? Did you ever experience that in your whole 70-something, 80-something years of living? Did you ever experience where you said, why do these white folks treat me this way? Or you all were fortunate enough that you never had to experience that?
Well, I'll tell you, father, I didn't deal with them was.
So you all were blessed, really. Lord allowed you all not to have to experience a lot of that kind of stuff. That was a blessing, really. When you really think about it, that was good stuff that you didn't have to experience. Is there anything that you can think of when you think about your kids that they did that? Did any of the kids get in trouble? Did you have to go to jail to get anybody out of jail? Did you have to do anything? Knock on wood, you did. Everybody was good. Everybody was good. So y'all never had to go get Dickie Boy out of jail, nothing like that. Never had to get Evelyn. So do you all remember when they were raised up good? Do you all remember when Evelyn played softball, right? Was she the only athlete in the family?
Yeah. Boy, I mean,
Jane,
the girl,
you okay.
Jane played baseball.
Jane played baseball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, they both, okay. I didn't know that. They both played baseball. Okay, okay. You did?
Yeah, my daddy was in.
Okay. Wow.
My daddy back in his lifetime, he owned, they were Firestone tie place.
Mm-hmm.
He owned the finish station right there, and they bought it out.
Oh, okay.
And moved them over there where, you know, with Rich Bug on Harkin Street.
No, but I don't know nothing about Hamilton. I'm still learning. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Put the station over there for him. Threw up into his lifetime.
If you all had he had his own construction business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old concrete, taxi cab.
Okay. Oh, he did a lot. He was a businessman.
Yeah.
All right.
People working for him.
Okay. Now, so if you all had a, and I get, how can I ask the question? If there was a special memory that you can think of as that was a good day or a good memory, what would it be? Can you have anything, Granny, that you can think of that you can say, well, that was a good day for me, or that was a good time for me, you know?
My good time when I got my children growed up out of school and they got married and got out, that was a good time.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Papa?
Well, I get the same.
Okay. 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 You got anything that you want to conclude, Miss Eveline, since you're in here?
Well, I'm about to say, I think one of the special memories too is when they had a first grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
first grandchild.
Okay.
I think that was a special time for them as well.
Okay.
And also, I want to go back and reiterate with my father, his age. He didn't tell y'all his age.
Okay. How old are you, Papa?
85.
He's 85. Papa's 85. Okay. Okay.
You know, I would like to say that we are grateful that we do have both our parents, you know, still in our lives. So we are very grateful. We're fortunate because there are some people who do not have both parents at the age that they are. And they both, you know, still well, good health. My mom cooks just about every day. My dad is here every day doing his thing. You know, in fact, they're young folks.
And I'll conclude by saying that to me, they're just like my own parents. I mean, I feel like I'm a part of this family, and they've always treated me like I was family. And so I thank God for both of y'all, and I thank God for how you all treated me. You've always treated me as though I was part of this family, and I thank God that you all had a beautiful girl that I fell in love with. So I thank you for that too. And so we appreciate you all taking the time to talk to me, and may God bless you all, and God continue to bless us and smile upon us. And oh yeah, peace.